Hey everyone, it's that time of the week.
Hello, hello.
Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
The girls are back.
The girls are back.
Girls are back in town.
It's a rainy day here in New York City. All of a sudden, fall is upon us.
Out of nowhere. It just started storming.
Storming.
Y'all were gone all weekend. It was freezing rain.
It was freezing in Richmond.
Yeah, it was cold.
Did y'all bring coats?
It was freezing. Denim jackets. I was out there like a wet rat.
That's always what happens to me when I travel outside of New York City. I bring like my little leather jacket and then I'm fucking titties hard as hell.
Damn.
That's good.
And I thought we were going to the South. So I was like, I'll bring my bikini.
I was damp all weekend. Mm. All weekend. We trudged through the rain.
Yep.
The hurricane floated through.
Ian, he's so toxic.
Ian came through and then he was like, oh wait, I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
And now he's here in New York. I'm like, oh, you're following me now.
So now you're everywhere.
Like he's obsessed with me.
But he's gaslighting. He's like, no, I'm not passing by. But
And he's like, he's like, you're remembering things wrong. I'm like,
Okay.
He's like, that's not what I said.
So crazy.
He's like, she's obsessed with me, and then he's the one texting us.
No. He's
every
the
time
one.
He has a sip of liquor.
He's the one, you know, looking at my LinkedIn. And
we can get the notification.
We get the noty. So we had a great time in Richmond this weekend.
Yes,
it was rainy, but the crowds came out to Sandman. We had a unique time in the green room there. Let's just say the people at the club think that they're like in a sitcom because they pop in the green room like Kramer left and right.
Shaky
and
Ashley hair. And I were like, I like that better than when they're like another glass of wine. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And three fresh waters. I'll take a sugar-free Red Bull.
I will.
And a quesadilla.
Exactly. I will take and
yeah, but
blow
everyone
me.
Everyone was giving us like main, like they thought it was like an open mic. Like main everyone character. Was main That's character. Like,
looking back, it was cute. We were just cranky at the time.
Yeah.
You know when you're on there like fourth show out of five and you're like bruh.
We also know like we're, it's a friendly place.
Yeah.
And we're not from a friendly place.
Right.
So no, it's not that friendly down there.
But they were.
The people at the club were.
Yeah.
Richmond as a whole can suck my cock.
I don't think I've ever been.
They'd be so lucky.
It was raining and it was cranky. And you know, the last time I went to Richmond was with my ex-lover. So I had to be like, oh, I went to the Secret Sandwich Society with him.
Ex-lover.
That was the Richmond trip where he was like mad at me.
Oh, okay.
And then he talked about it. But anyway.
And now you're there with Ian.
So we had a good time. And we saw Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, that's a good movie theater. That you went to. We went to Movie Land.
Bow tie?
No, we went to Movie Land.
Oh.
Movie Land was fire, but the employees were
not
slow.
Oh.
They're always slower.
Dude,
postal they
workers,
think it's Dunkin' Donuts.
Worker.
We had a moment where we stood, me, DeWood, and Ashlyn stood staring at a ticket taking lady for full minute, just silence.
A
waiting
minute?
Waiting for her to rip that shit off. Just silence. Us staring at her.
That's we so started funny. Staring at each other. We were like, did the simulation start? Like,
it was crazy.
You guys are in the simulation.
I will say some of the, they generally put ticket takers, like Walmart. It's the equivalent of the Walmart sticker.
Yeah.
It's not the fastest people, but we put them to work.
Yeah.
Good. You gave her a run for her money.
Absolutely.
And then she asked us for ID.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay.
Very thorough.
I said, thank you, but I do have white hairs.
On my pussy. Yeah. Like, I think we are good.
Whiskers.
Your hair is literally gray.
My hair is gray.
I'm getting grays.
No, I have gray hair.
Especially after that ticket taker.
after the ticket taker too, but I do have gray hairs. I do have gray hairs. Although they have slowed down recently because you guys know me, I've been too blessed to be stressed. But let me drop some dates before we get into our shit. And then we also have a little care package to unravel. So, you know what? The rest of the month, I'm going to be out with Bert Kreischer. Then I'm going to be out with Theo Von. Then I'm going to be at Skankfest.
Are you going to take your shirt off?
Literally last night I was like, should I take my shirt? Should I like be funny and like do something like and then be like, never mind. And then you guys don't want to see these titties type of joke.
I think it's less funny when you're gorgeously snatched.
That's the thing I was thinking. Like if I go out there with my shirt off, they'll just be like, woo! And, like it'll be
what if like that's
it won't be funny. They'll be like, yeah. When you did that, oh man, that was awesome.
You should wear a beer hat. With the beers that go,
that's
you know,
funny.
And no shirt.
But Bert Kreischer posted he's doing Sober October. So
He always does. He does Sober October every year.
Yeah. So this that actually will probably be good for me to intro with him on a sober level.
Yeah.
So then next time I go out with him in December.
Sounds fun to black out with him though.
Yeah. In December though, I will.
Okay. Yeah.
So what if that's his thing? You know how like every headliner is like, oh, like some headliners like, I don't want you to do crowd work. I don't want you to do this. Yeah. I don't want you. And he's
and
like,
he says,
I don't want you to take your shirt off.
Wait, literally last night I was thinking that I was like, he probably will tell people not to. He'll probably tell us not to do it.
Please,
he'll probably literally say like, you think it's funny, but just so you know, it's not.
It doesn't.
And
work.
It's gonna change the flow of the. It's gonna make things weird.
Doesn't he take his shirt off?
Yeah,
all
that's why I was like, some headliners request like you to do certain things or don't say certain things and stuff, like to not step on their shit.
Yeah,
he's like, I know you want to do it, but don't, because it's gonna be weird. It doesn't turn out well. I just want to tell you that.
So
now
I'm concerned. He's probably jealous that you have a better body.
Yeah, dude, I think I got too hot to do comedy. Really.
You're literally too hot.
Honestly, like I go up there and they're like,
"That's why I keep getting uglier." So I'm funny.
That's why I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
right. I'm just gonna transition into a different medium.
But you have to get hot once you're successful.
Right.
That's what happens.
I think I got hot too early though. I'm not successful enough.
Yeah, you gotta wait till you're like
hot too quickly.
I saw you guys gotta go to cookout. So
oh, Caroline's mad at us because we didn't go to cookout in
Richmond.
She's
actually really, she brought it up like 10 times.
No, I know. And every time I go to Richmond, I can't. Well, last time I was fighting with my ex, and this time I was fighting with my now ex, who is Ashlyn.
Which
we didn't. We went to, where did we eat? We
Pearly's.
Pearly's? We went to like this awesome Jewish breakfast place.
She said I would love Pearly's.
I was there. I was like, Stuart would love it here.
She also called you the waitress.
Stuart, as a joke.
I don't care.
I've been cute and funny though. That's why I said it that time.
She was good.
The last time she just had red hair. This time she was cute and funny.
And had red hair.
She like, had blonde hair.
It was kind of gingerish.
It doesn't matter.
But she was good looking. It was
no, she was
like,
cute.
It takes a lot to hear to have Ashlyn say that.
No, she was cute. No, because the Sunnyside one was like, eh.
Yeah. The Ugo me. The simulation.
Simulation. Me before don't worry, Harry, darling.
Me before Harry puts me in the simulation.
God. Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything, but Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, it's good.
Gave me chills. She's strapped. Oh, I don't want to ruin
don't
it. But
ruin
like,
it.
Holy.
I didn't realize it was like so sci-fi, like Black Mirror.
It's supposed to be
it's
like
more
like
Mirror. I thought it was something else.
I thought it was like 50s vibing.
Me too.
And it's full Black Mirror.
Full Black Mirror. It's a full episode of Black Mirror.
But with two Black people and one that they cut out of half the film, apparently.
And what was it? The guy and the girl arguing? They were supposed to show more?
Yeah. And then they cut. But they're together now. They're like
in
dating.
IRL?
IRL.
Oh, because they
posted. But he wasn't Black. He was Indian.
Oh, okay.
But then she posted, she goes, I was cut out of half the film, but I got my check and I got my man.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Hell yeah. Boss girl.
And then
that's
she was
ballsy.
Like,
and then I
some
was
people
so,
don't get a check and some people don't get a man.
It was so ballsy for her to post that. And that's then she ballsy. Posted like, everyone's taking this comment too serious. I'm like, no, you knew exactly what you
it
were
was
doing.
Salty.
Oh, that was salty.
That's
but
hilarious.
Micro.
I could see how you could see it would be sound self-deprecating and then people would be like, bruh.
Especially if you're a real actor who's not funny.
Yeah. It's a little it's a little more like Lea Michele than like Chelsea Handler posting it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Got my check.
It's funny though. Yeah. Anyway, so coming up is that, but Burlington, Vermont, end of the month. What else? Tampa, MaddieSmithComedy.com. I just watched Jared Freed do plugs today. So now I'm trying to be a plug expert.
Tell your friend.
I was hypnotized. I was like,
no, he's
Jared
really good at
Freed.
It.
I'm on the J train.
You bought tickets? Like,
yeah,
right away?
As I was talking, I was like, okay. Then I started selling them. I was
like,
I got Jared Freed.
He's
tickets.
Like, December 14th. Blah, blah, blah. Tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell a.
He's so good. He's so good. And then we got Tampa. This is me pretending to read my phone. Tampa, Florida. Oh, turn up.
Is that the iPhone 14?
Yeah, that's dude, good. It's still the 10. I just never upgraded.
It's cool.
Fuck. You know what? Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, Friday after, I'm coming to Toronto, Paradise Theater. So if you're a Canadian, let's fucking go. And you know what? Get your tickets now. Stop waiting. Stop being like, I might go. Go. Buy 10 and challenge 10 friends to join you.
Okay. Make that a TikTok challenge.
Yeah, make it a TikTok challenge. Buy tickets to my show. And that's it, I believe. We also have a fan.
Yes,
who sent
Sharon.
In a little package.
Whoa. Sharon.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy
it's
birthday.
Been a crazy month. Sorry we didn't do it sooner.
Dude, we're all over the place.
I have the the brain, like the bandwidth of a fly.
I have
like,
the I bandwidth really of a fucking bandwidth. You know what I mean? Like when you think about it, like that's how long it is. Like just that. Oh, so she's like, I totally get it.
Oh my yeah. God, you guys.
She sent us all this nice stuff, personalized packages.
And what did she say in her note? If you want to share oh any God. Or all of it.
I started reading it.
She's
it
so cute.
You don't have to share all of it if it's too into. Oh, this is cute. Oh my God, I'm going to come.
Neat handwriting.
Oh my God. Not
she's
the Coca-
so cute.
See, this is what I thought the wing lip yeah. gloss was going to be like. A Coca-Cola.
This
and that. This is what'd so nostalgic.
Which Coca-Cola?
I got Coca-Cola.
I got Sprite.
Vanilla.
You
got Sprite?
I got cherry cola.
Oh, I want to try it.
Apple seed tastes like cherry cola.
Lana Del Rey.
I'm so excited for this.
I'm going to put that on my pussy and then eat me out.
This actually tastes like my pussy.
That's funny because
this tastes
like Coca-Cola.
Fucking fire.
This is fire redemption.
She also got made us jewelry.
Oh okay, my so she made
God.
These.
This is really nice.
Mine says live laugh.
Wait,
Lexapro.
This is.
Wait, I've been looking. I've actually been like looking for a jewelry that looks like this. So
what did you I say?
Mine says Stuart and Chill.
Mine says mushy.
Oh my God.
She asked me.
Ashlyn, what does yours say?
Slingshot.
Wait, I actually love that.
Wait, that's so cute.
What does yours say, Maddie?
Live, laugh, Lexapro.
Aww.
And when I tell you, like, I've had Lexapro disasters in the past Wabuchi? Month, and this is very, very meaningful
Wait,
to me.
Wait, that's amazing.
Because I tried to go off it, and I went back.
Wait, I
went
I
back.
Another one. Do you guys have a second
I have two.
One?
I have a second one.
Oh.
It says, it says Material Girl. M-T-R-L. Girl.
Oh, mine says Kith Queen.
Oh. Yeah.
Which I already knew because she messaged me
what
about it.
What does yours say?
The mine detail.
I'm obsessed. I got to put this on.
This
is so
mine says scared money don't make money.
Oh my God! That great!
That's an OG quote.
That's an OG quote for Matt.
Wait, mine is hilarious because this last episode I was talking about the guys with the area code.
We have to tell Leslie.
Mine says Buffalo 716.
Leslie.
Oh my God, that's so
scared money don't make
cute.
Money.
You heard?
You heard?
This is so cute. Wait, thank wow. you, thank you, thank you.
I'm so,
yes. Wait, so what
I
does the note say?
This.
What does the note say?
No wonder she's been asking. I'm like,
mine
I'll
has
get
pot
to
leaves
it.
On it. Turn up for what? What?
The note, what'd you say?
We also have lotion. Are we Ashley?
Yeah.
On the-
and lotion. And
yeah.
she sent us
that's why
good-
they call you Ashlyn.
You know she's a good fucking Asian because she sent us the good shit you can only get at the Asian store.
Is yes. she Asian?
I think she is.
I don't
she
know.
Must be Asian if she got this good candy.
I have okay, the worst. Yeah.
Because okay. this is like good.
Well, we don't want to be labeling her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could have studied abroad.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
She's like Shoshana.
She could be trendy. Like
she could have watched Squid Game.
Aww.
Literally.
This is really nice.
What's everything say?
Oh, we have a note too?
Yeah.
We all have a personalized note.
Okay.
What does yours say?
It says, hi, producer
Karen. My card.
I hope that you like the mushy necklace and also made you a little phone charm. Oh, it's a phone charm.
Oh, that's a phone nice. Charm. Because you. Oh, my God.
How do you put it on this?
Your yeah.
You put it on the side, like right here.
Oh, my God. Love. I'll do it right
Wait,
now.
I'm so excited about
What's
my Stuart and
Chill. Phone charm?
You put it here and you. And then you have like your phone dangling
oh,
from
I might
it.
Need to, I might need
I can show you how.
This one?
Yeah, I can show you how. So you put that little.
Oh.
You put this part through your phone.
Okay, but I don't have a case.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Yeah, you have to have a case.
Shall we get into...
I don't want to wear a condom.
I think they're all phone cases, right?
We'll do it later. We'll do it later.
Okay,
we'll
okay.
do it.
Yeah.
But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank,
thank
you.
You.
Oh my gosh, that's
thank
so
you,
nice.
Sharon.
I am touched.
And happy birthday.
Like a virgin.
Ooh.
For the very first time. So yeah, that's cool. Thank you so much. This is fun. New season. We're here. We're wiling. I'll take one of those peach thingies. And let's kick this shit off, motherfuckers. Caroline, what's going on in the corner of the topics?
The corner of the topics. Trevor Noah is stepping down. From.
It feels hard, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. From the Daily Show.
Don't be weirded out.
I thought you were talking about the peach ring. Are you talking about the peach ring?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Trevor Noah.
Like, I'm alone in this corner.
Okay.
It feels hard, but it feels good.
It
no,
feels
this is
hard,
fire.
But it's good. Trevor Noah, RIP to a great, but don't really care, never watched.
Yeah. How many years was he out on?
Like 7, I think.
I honestly don't watch anything.
We don't watch late night.
I feel like just yesterday it was like,
I get my news from Caroline when she sends me the email.
I know. I'm
That's
like,
how I
wait,
get the news.
Holy shit. Mississippi doesn't have water?
I'm like, wait, Iran.
I know. You're like,
what's, I'm like, Caroline, what's going on in Iran?
We're too stupid to talk about that.
Well, there's
unless you guys think otherwise, but I'm gonna say something dumb as hell.
I know. I feel like I'm pretty ignorant on a lot of things, but a lot of sad news. So I feel like we try to keep it light.
I know.
I always have a hard time, like, whenever I go film Wild and Out, I don't listen to the news at all because I'm so. And then when I come back, I feel so stupid.
I have no excuse. I just play video games.
Right.
I choose the news.
I play with
I gotta get back to reading the news. In the
I read the news. It just doesn't really sink in.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to the daily.
So you're the same as us then.
Yeah.
Oh, the daily is in one ear, out the other.
But and then it just goes in.
It's 40 minutes in. He's having a talk with a gas station owner in the middle of Kansas.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know what Michael Barbaro was talking about.
Yeah, literally. I'm not even up to date on the bad news I used to watch.
I know.
Like what?
Like the stupid news, like the pop culture.
Oh, I'm not up to date at all. Same. Yeah. I'm just trying to like do all my tasks.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get through the day.
I know. And
there's
also
too much information.
And it also is. If your social media is all jokes, like you're not going to get any news.
My social media is like, oh my God, wait, you guys.
My social media is dog with blueberry
Have
eyes.
Have you ever looked at what Reels Instagram recommends for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's horrifying.
It's horrifying. So my roommates were telling me they're gay. One of them, it's all hot. It's like naked girls. Like think he's straight, his Instagram.
Oh yeah. I get like hot girls. Mine, and I think it's because I stalk hot girls in my life. Do you know what I mean?
My Instagram. So you go to your like this. Mine thinks you like dogs. And
my
comedy.
Explore
yours
page
is dogs.
Thinks I'm a straight man.
Mine is animals.
Ooh, there's a hot girl.
That's
like.
Oh, I'm not even like showing you my explore page.
Mine is so bad. Mine thinks I'm going to kill myself. It's all inspirational quotes.
Mine is.
It knows.
Yeah. It knows you're on the verge.
It's like some days you can't do everything. Some days all you are is enough. With like rain falling
absolutely.
In Ireland. And like a coffee mug.
Real depression project.
That's the girl you
and
are.
It's, and that's the song me. That's like, I don't want to talk. It's like a Mamma Mia song, but slow.
Absolutely.
I was so embarrassed looking at mine yesterday. It was hilarious.
Mine thinks I'm a straight man. It's all
mine
hot
thinks
girls.
I'm Christian too. There were some God things.
Mine thinks
really?
I'm like
yeah.
a 3-year-old.
I had, your mom is in your contacts.
I had some I had some thoughty shit on mine. I literally think it's because I'm
yours thinks
gay,
you're a straight man.
But dude, yeah. I don't know. It's because I pause and I zoom in on people's photos.
I know.
And so
I
then they too. Think I'm a straight man. But I just want to see like how their body does what they do. You know what I mean?
I accidentally looked at Fall Style one. And now
right.
it's like
right.
they think I'm a Christian yeah, girl going to
right.
a pumpkin.
Oh right.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Right.
She's like, I looked at
right.
it once.
Right.
I looked at it once.
I have a lot of mental health stuff too. A lot of like yeah. memes that are like how to set a boundary.
Me too.
101.
A lot of dating advice online.
Oh, not
like,
your fault.
I have like a lot of infographs about like
yeah.
taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's sad.
Okay, so what's going on in the world, Caroline?
So we had Trevor Noah. Bye, oh, Trevor
right.
Noah.
Fare thee well.
And is he dating Dua Lipa or what's going on?
He dates beautiful women.
Dua I saw Lipa. Something on She's Twitter. Like, they were seen kissing.
Ooh, that's hot.
That Stuart doesn't even know that.
That's no, how I think I'm remembering like now.
See, much, that's my
I
news.
Know. That's what
Stuart doesn't even know.
I'm over the celeb gossip these days.
You know what else I'm over? Now people
what are you over?
You know what I'm over? People are about to fully 1,000,000% be obsessed with Miles Teller.
Yeah. Well,
after
we've been through
doing the hard work. Oh, nobody wanted him when he got unvaccinated.
You know,
and got beat the shit out of him in Hawaii.
Yeah, and we said no. We said we would fuck him
Don't
if he was not vaccinated.
Me.
I know
Don't
I'm not because you're,
because he has too much
no,
face.
But listen to this, motherfucker.
Teller hosting, heads rise up.
Posting SNL now. He's about to.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Where were you when Whiplash came out?
Teller heads rise up.
I was there.
Double to the
tellers, right? What else? What did you say?
Maybe he'll be the host. No, he would. He's not.
Sorry, we gave
him the Daily
Trevor
Show.
Noah.
Oh,
what else do we have?
Oh yeah, who's gonna host the Daily Show next?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Me.
I heard it was Roy Wood Jr., but.
did you hear that?
I did hear that.
There was like a headline that's like he's slated as.
Yeah,
oh, he'd
the
be
front
good.
Runner.
Yeah, he'd be good.
Who knows?
Maybe
Daily
they'll
show?
Do a Jeopardy thing where they force like hosts to come in, and then they just pick Ken Jennings ultimately.
That's yes. hilarious.
I win again. That's so. It feels like just yesterday we got introduced to Trevor Noah. I was like. A black man with a British accent.
Seven
I was like,
years.
Is he British? What is
He's
he?
South African.
So,
I was
you
like,
know.
Yeah, same to me.
Right.
I'm like, what is that accent?
I sound British.
It's like from Florida. I'm like, are you from Europe? I have no idea what accents are.
I have a quick question. Speaking of South Africa, did you guys see The Color of Friendship, the movie that came out on Disney Channel when we were younger?
Only parts of it.
No. It was about a white girl and a black girl and their friends. Okay.
Literally The Color of Friendship.
No, yeah, literally. All right, skip that. I've been doing a poll lately to see if anyone's seen it. And so far, actually, Caroline's the only one.
You tried to write jokes about it?
No, not at all. I tried to make a joke about it at Wild and Out, and then I tried to, and then it sounded weird because the movie is like really weird.
It's so
I can assure you, no black person has seen that film.
They absolutely never seen it. I had to change the subject really quickly.
They barely watched That's So Raven. That's So Raven's too white.
I loved Raven.
Oh, I love Raven. Crazy. Her fits went crazy.
We be dressing like That's So Raven these days. Fluffy chair. Green, like,
yeah.
Like corset. Her titties were always kind of up.
There was always like a scarf, like a big scarf, huge glasses, a headscarf as well.
Yeah.
Big ass pants. The biggest pants I ever saw in my life.
I love Raven.
Love Raven. Simone. And obviously a pointed
She should take over.
Obviously.
She could take over late night.
She can take over the
daily show. She can wear a pointed toe flat, you know, and just fucking and like, run it.
Mentally healthy women that used to be famous are really killing it on the shows these
Kelly
days.
Clarkson, Kelly Clarkson, Drew Barrymore, Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler.
Maddie Smith.
Yeah.
An aged woman.
I said mentally healthy Lexapro necklace.
I think women are about to, like the aged women who are on top of their shit are about to be, you know what I mean?
So maybe Raven will. She's on The View, right? Still or no?
I thought that was Whoopi Goldberg.
But maybe Raven.
Oh, yeah, she was. I think she was
doing that. She was. Raven I think was she was like guesting.
View. Yeah, I think she was guesting.
She was like a guestie.
Oh.
Yeah.
The bestie. It's
the guestie. All right, what else?
Speaking
what
else? Of celebs, nostalgic celebs. Barney.
Uh
oh. Okay.
Did you guys watch Barney?
Yes.
Hell fucking
I
yeah.
I did. Yes.
Well, there's a darker side.
Did until I was like too old.
I love you. You love me.
We're a happy family.
I watched Barney too late.
I'm in my
late.
Barney era. I'm a green.
I have a Barney story. I watched Barney too late in my childhood. I had to keep it a secret.
Like, she was 15.
Wait, really?
Yeah. No, it was late. No, it was like,
yesterday.
It was like second. You know when it's too old? It's first, second grade. But you'd watch it on the low key.
Yeah.
So in first grade, there was a girl in the class. Her name was Kelsey, and she was like the bad girl. She was always in trouble. Her She's and this other guy. You know, there's always one kid who's the problem kid.
Me.
She was a problem kid. Yeah. I was not. I was the opposite.
You were good.
I'm here to learn. So she was like the bad kid, but I like Barney. Guess what? I went to see the first Barney movie that came out. It was called Barney and the Golden Egg or some shit.
And she was there.
I went with my mom. She was there.
Oh my
and
God.
And we like smiled at each other, never mentioned it.
Hell
She's like,
yeah.
don't bring this
like
up.
The initial truce I ever made with with someone about something. I was like, you don't tell, I don't tell. And the rest of the year, I was kind of like on the edge of my seat because I could drop that bomb on her because she's fucking mean.
Uh-huh.
And she never really like fucked with me.
Because you like Barney. She's like, nah, she's one of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like a troubled kid
and,
with
and
a
she can't
heart.
Make fun of me because I'll be like, well, you like Barney too, bitch.
Yeah.
In front of everyone.
Wow. That's a good story.
6 years old. That's Six when I became the godfather.
I was like, you're literally toxic.
You're
as
like, I know where you were.
You're like, drop a bomb and I'll drop a bomb right
and
back.
And I know you
bitch.
Was at Barney with your mom.
You started asking her for Maddie's, favors. You're like, why don't you go sharpen my pencil?
Yeah.
Maddie's at age 6, like, how can I use this in my career someday?
You like Barney.
Wait, I fucked with Barney,
You just
though.
Saw, you like whisper in her ear,
I love you.
She's like...
What's the clean up
everybody? Yes, that helped me get shit done.
Baby Bop is coming. Where's Baby Bop?
I was Baby Bop for Halloween.
Baby Bop was my fucking
Oh, that bitch was cute as hell. Anyway.
Her song was the best too, right? What was her song?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Her song was like, I think Baby Bop was like, is black, actually. That song was
Baby Bop, yeah. Duh, Baby Bop.
To baby bop it. Hey. Okay, so what's going on in Barney land right now though?
Drama.
They're trying to be like a true crime. I'm like, don't even come for Barney. So there's a documentary.
Barney's going down.
Yeah. There's a two-part documentary, I think, on Peacock. It's called I Love You, You Hate Me.
Is that every relationship I've ever been in?
I think it's like more so like the fans try to take like the fans just got really graphic.
Yeah, because and my cousin, what there was mean? Like, I remember, I think
it's a show about learning
kids like wanting to beat up Barney, and they're like, "Let's beat up Barney!" Like,
I,
like
it was like a thing.
Or and I used to get so upset. I'm like, "Don't hurt him."
It was like a pinata. Like young rage people. Like, it was just like people being like, "I want to fucking." And they said the guy that played Barney got death threats all the time.
And yeah,
and they're like, he had to move his family.
Yeah.
Why can't what? I just want to say something. I never had an interest in threatening to kill someone. Is that crazy? Like, what's going on here?
I think a lot of people are mentally unwell.
Yeah, panic's gone too far.
I threaten to kill people every time I drive, so I can't.
That's true. I know. That's why Ashlyn's been so quiet the past 5 minutes. She's like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. She wants to beat up Barney.
Yeah. If Barney was driving a car and he's on the left lane and he's going 50 miles per hour, I will kill Barney. Yeah, I mean, so I don't see the problem.
I'll kill Barney, Baby Bop, and Lamb Chop all in one. Not even on the show.
I love Lamb Chop.
What's the other one? Barney, Baby Bop, and...
And the green one, right? What
was Baby Bop is the green one. Yellow. Oh, there's a green one.
No, Baby
one.
Bop
PJ?
Is like purple and green still,
PJ.
Too.
PJ.
I don't remember the characters.
PJ.
Smoke
light your face on fire.
You PJ. Almost smoked.
Light your face on fire.
Go ahead, girl. Light your face on fire.
I
took my B-Reel.
Go ahead, girl.
Was
let
I in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm on B-Reel.
So what's happening? Did he do drugs or something like that, too?
No, people were, like, accusing him of having, like, holding drugs in his tail. Like, they just, like, rip him apart.
It was just, like, the, it was just a rich OG cyberbullying.
It was, yeah.
You just
got
to get through TSA. I think he left it in there. He had a flight from Richmond to New York.
He became America's punching bag. Yeah.
That's a good place to put your tail, to put your drugs in your tail.
Absolutely.
Like, stop giving him ideas.
Right.
Like, you know, stop. We're building him up to tear him right down. And I think, you know what? Just because he's a little fleshy, a little mushy, like, doesn't mean you have to punch, like, want to punch him.
You do look at Barney and you kind of want to invoke something. And you're like,
that
nose does. I want to, like, fucking
it's
pop
like
you
punchable.
Off. Yeah.
I would love to punch his nose. Because
he looks like a punching bag.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, you go in, like,
yeah. Nobody wanted to punch Big
like,
Bird.
Up, Barney?
No one wants to punch Big Bird. They want to get hugged by Big Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Big Bird looks like he fights. That's the difference. You know Big Bird be like, oh, motherfucker, come on. Big Bird looks like he fights. Like, Big Bird looks like he's been to jail.
Big Bird can
you know
fight
you. Like, he looks like he, like, takes his, like, tie off to fight you.
To fight
you. Like,
yeah.
You fuck with him. He's like, hold on
he's
one second.
He's Irish. And he's at Patty's, like, just blackout.
Yeah. You seriously, dude?
And his yellow feet, they look like his fucking feet. Like,
oh, absolutely. It's a problem. When he gets mad, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I guess the doc will be coming out, or a trailer came out.
I can't wait to watch this. It looks really interesting.
At first, I was like, what? This is a reach.
This is my House of Hammer.
But it is
kind of. What's House of Hammer?
The Army Hammer documentary.
Oh, is that coming out too?
It's already out.
I am not up to date.
It's on Discovery Plus.
How
am I supposed to receive anything when all my algorithms are just like not giving me anything in for. Yeah.
Talk about Lexapro.
Every song. Mine is exactly like yours. Like, take the time to love yourself.
To love
gratitude, wellness drink, green juice in the morning.
Meanwhile,
like,
I'm missing out on Barney biting the shit out of an influencer.
I know.
Did I say Barney? I meant Army Hammer.
You said Barney.
I meant Army.
You made Barney a cannibal.
Barney Hammer.
Barney Hammer. House of Barney.
Do a Barney Hammer impression.
Barney.
Like
your
Lilo and...
I love you. You love me. I'm going to take a bite out of your ribs and cook them. I'm rich as fuck.
Okay. That is Barney Hammer Dahmer.
Barney Hammer Dahmer.
I'm going to take you to the Cayman Islands and I'm going to take a bite out of
you. Oh my gosh. I hope no one ever bites me.
Biting hurts.
I like it.
Through the flesh. Through
like
the flesh.
Bit.
I like to be bit.
Through the flesh. Can you imagine?
Not all the way.
No, I just hope no one eats me ever. Like, that would freak the shit out of me. What's
you
our next
said
topic?
Last week that a zombie can eat
I know.
You today.
Yeah, that's when the apocalypse comes when I'm done. You know what I mean? When these lights don't work, bye. I have no interest in finishing any of these books.
Okay.
Like, I'm done. Once the power goes out, bye. My emergency kit has a noose in it.
Once your phone dies and you can't charge it, you're like, I'm done.
Bye.
Yeah,
I will stay for one cycle. Yeah. I will stay for one TikTok cycle until my phone dies. Yeah. And I'll hang on to the very end like Jack in the fucking door in Titanic. But otherwise, I'm out. You will not catch me. I know I just said this the last podcast, but the more I think about it, part two. I'm like, Station 11, they like fucking made Shakespeare
Station 11 romanticized the shit out of Apocalypse.
I know. I read the book. HBO. I read the book. I didn't see the show. And I read the book.
Did you read the book?
Station 11. Yeah, I did.
What's hey, Maddie, our next topic? Did you read the book?
Yeah, I did. Station 11. Yeah. Mm. In 2021, I read about 60 books.
Yeah.
So far this year, I've read two. So.
And the year's almost over.
It is.
And those are menus.
I keep thinking it's like March, and it's not. And one of them was a Cheesecake Factory menu, because that one has beginning, middle, end, and an epilogue.
Yeah, that's hard to read. Spring rolls for 46 pages. Oh my God.
Move on.
Take me to the spinach dip.
I know. And I just get apps when I'm
take there. Me to the brown bread.
Or a three-day salad. The three-day salad.
I don't like Cheesecake Factory. I threw up there once.
Last time I was there, the food was so beyond mid. Just like
it looks
fucking
like a
so
cruise
bad.
Ship.
Why did you throw up? Oh yeah, it looks like a
well,
cruise
I drank
ship.
Like wine.
It looks like every mom's kitchen in 2005.
Yeah, I drank like wine before I went, and then tried to eat like one bite of a dip, and it had so much cream. I was like, and I didn't grow up like romanticizing Cheesecake Factory like.
No.
Literally because my town wasn't big enough to have
because you had NYPD
NYPD
pizza.
We had NYPD pizza.
Why would you fantasize about that?
One more can you want?
Right. One more can you want? Okay, hey, what's bada next? Bada boom, bada bing.
What's next is McDonald's. More iconization. Is that how you say it?
Mickey D's.
It's like more American icons. Barney, we got.
Barney? So what's going on with
what's
Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah.
What's going on with McDonald's?
Ronald McDonald. Well, they're coming out with an adult Happy Meal.
Oh,
they're collabing with a streetwear brand named it was something confusing.
Skechers.
It should have been Skechers.
Tom's.
It was hold on, I'll tell you right now.
Tom's Streetwear Supreme.
Tom's has plant a way of market? Making everything what? Ugly.
It's oh. called like plant. I've never heard of it
I've
before.
Never heard of that either. And I didn't even realize that was a streetwear brand.
Yeah.
I'm from the streets and that's not a streetwear
brand. No, that sounds like the opposite of streets.
Yeah.
Plants? No, thanks.
So yeah, people think it's expected. They're like, oh, we're it's all nostalgia for people who like collect things and shit. And it's like, people for like for people our age.
What's it gonna be like? Little they don't know. They didn't
they're
say
little, like,
weed probably.
Toys that are
weed.
A little weed.
Like these weird looking toys.
I have no interest.
Oh, people do collect those.
Yeah, like
okay.
And there was like this whole comparison to like what's it called, Ashlyn? The Funky Pops.
Yeah, Funko Pops.
Funko
are
Pops.
Those the ones with the big heads.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're
that's
like
what
oh,
a billion
those dollar pop things.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the coolest girl I've ever worked with. She was so cool, so hot.
I
dressed
have one.
Had like three on her desk.
I have
that's
one in my
a
room.
Red flag.
They're cool though.
But that's a red
I don't like them.
I had an Yzma one.
I can't believe Stuart likes
no,
them.
No, I
this
don't.
Is
I just
take.
Know
oh.
that they're cool.
No,
I don't like them.
I don't think they're cool.
I just know that they're cool.
They're like a $2 billion company.
I don't like toys
oh, yeah.
or stuffed animals or cartoons. So.
I have one as it was a gift, but it was kind of cool.
I know.
I don't like when people collect those.
People
collect
vapes and bags.
I know bags.
That's what Stuart
and
collects.
Shoes.
I don't like when people. Yeah, I collect men.
I collect bones.
I collect broken hearts.
Hey.
I collect calories.
Shut up, keto queen.
McDonald's. Yeah.
Ashlyn ate no fucking bread this weekend.
I know, except for
That's
that one
hard.
Sandwich, which I called her out for.
The rye bread. Yeah.
I said, I saw you. No.
They had this sort of
if you're serious, you're
vodka
serious.
French toast shit with apples and
And she didn't even eat any?
I had a piece.
No, we had some.
Piece.
We had a lot. Piece. We had a lot.
You gotta have, you're on a trip.
Yeah, but you can't eat like that on a trip.
Not all
then
the time.
But,
not every trip.
But I'm leaving again. I'm leaving to Atlanta. We're in a wedding, so it's like then I come back.
You're
going to
get COVID again.
No. People are getting it like
bring
three
it on,
and four
COVID.
Times.
Bring
it
on. I don't give a fuck. I'm not scared of COVID
so
anymore.
So you're going to eat heavy in Atlanta?
No.
She's
saying you got to eat like that on a trip.
But when it happens
like,
every fucking
yeah.
day.
When yeah. every day's a trip.
You have to go to cookout. No, literally.
You got
to
stay slim. It's true, though. Yeah, you can't be
yeah, imagine
out.
if you, every time you were just yeah. like, yeah, you'd fucking.
I used to. And then I was like, oops.
Oops.
Oopsie daisies. Caesar salad with chicken, please. Dressing on the side. Thanks.
No. The Caesar salad from Sandman.
That sounds.
Listen, with the name out, but we had a Caesar salad within the past month
please.
That was, it had sun-dried tomatoes in it And Ashlyn found a piece of broccoli in hers. There was no broccoli on the broccoli menu. Ever. So I'm wondering, where did this where little did piece of broccoli from? Come from?
So
that's my biggest thing is when something's in there that
is not in the restaurant.
You're like, the rat oh, brought it chef's over. Touch. That's what I said. No, you're literally it's like, Sweetgreen, you don't have beef. Where's this? What's this meatball? Yeah.
No, that's but hilarious. Seriously.
So yeah, you found a piece of broccoli and the salad was coated in dressing.
Dressing. Oh, that's a problem with Caesar on the road.
It was a dressing with the side of everything.
It was cold soup.
Yeah.
Ooh. With like it was like dressing with pieces of lettuce.
She had a gazpacho.
Caesar flavored. Mayonnaise.
What else we got before we move on?
So you sent me this one. The fisherman team accused of cheating by they were stuffing their fish with weight.
Genius.
Dude.
I'm like, but also that's a lot of effort.
That's why I weigh more than I think I do is because I put shit up my fish. No, I'm saying. I put weights up there to make myself
weigh
more. That's
just too easy.
Yeah, so these motherfuckers wanted to win a fishing competition. I don't know. I don't fish. Ashlyn fishes.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Women stuff their bra. So I'm saying if it works, it works.
But they got fined out the ass. They got,
no more being honest.
And apparently they have lie detector tests at these fishing things.
Hilarious.
But how do they slip the weights in before people see?
I know, but like how is it the fact that that's even a thing at a fishing event?
Dude, fishing people take it seriously.
Because you know what you could do?
You can't joke about fishing. They're serious.
You know what you could do? You could probably put the weight on the bait when you put the weight on the bait and then when you cut it off maybe that's what they're doing, like cutting off the weight that's on the bait on the smart. On the
but then
the
wouldn't
line.
It make their thing so heavy
so you want yeah. you want your line to
oh,
be
it's
heavy,
the bait.
Heavy so it goes yeah down. So you always have a weight on your line just so that it could weigh down to the ocean because if not it's just gonna
now I'm realizing now I'm picturing literally like 4 pound dumbbells.
No, it's like
I'm realizing that it's just like little beads.
I was too at first I'm like that's
I'm
so
like,
violent
how do I get the dumbbell
I'm like I'm like that's pretty
I'm literally picturing the fish be like glug glug.
Right, yeah, so it's like bulging in their body.
It's like an outline of a kettlebell.
Yeah, it's like a kettlebell, and it's like gong. And the fish just goes gong to the floor.
That's very cartoonish. That's how I thought of it too.
It's the circle weight. You know those
the weight goes
that
sideways
to go this way, like the one that's a circle.
The medicine
kettlebell.
No, the other one. No, ball? The one that you put on the
dumbbell.
Oh yeah.
The circle one, and it's just like a big. They're like, why?
Oh, those ones. Yeah.
Why is your fish pregnant?
The fish is like
even better.
Okay. Okay, so they tried to, so they got fined how much money? I think it was a lot.
But you know what weight I'm talking about now,
no, my
right?
radiator be cooking.
The end of the thing.
It's not on the end. It's like silver weight. And you put them on the line. Yeah.
Silver weights.
No.
Silver weights.
No.
It's fishing time in the city.
I feel like y'all put a weight in my brain every time y'all sing.
Yo, the other day we were walking through Richmond and I was like, the hurricane just came through. And I was like, yo, that tree was hanging really low. And Ashlyn looked at us and we were like, do your tree hang low?
Do you tie it in? That's actually a fire
song. Then we tried to film it and it wasn't doing what I thought what the original moment really gave.
Yeah. If someone would have captured it naturally, it would have slapped.
Otherwise, it kind of looked like... interesting. Yeah. I still have the footage though. I'll use it as blackmail.
It'd be cool to just press record on your body and you can just like start recording.
Yeah, I would love that. And or in your glasses. Like, in the moment.
That's a Black Mirror episode.
That is horrifying.
Yeah. I love it.
That's have you seen it?
Yes,
what
I have.
When
I
you're having
that
sex
one.
With
that's
a
my
guy
favorite
and
one.
He records on
well,
you.
Yeah. Oh, it might no, be my favorite because it creeps me out so much.
Right. So then no
what
one
does.
The history of you is a Black Mirror episode and you have
you can
report everything. Right.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
And but then he lives his whole life like looking
in
back.
Horror.
And then he takes
past.
Black Mirror freaks me out too much to watch.
It's the best.
I haven't
it's one of the best
of
shows.
I've only seen.
It darks
I've seen
me out.
Five episodes and it has me in a mood that I don't want to be in.
Me too.
Oh, I like
hate
it.
When I watch it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'll go.
I love
I'll
it too.
Go
we should watch it together, Caroline.
So yeah, you guys can go do that. I'll go see a thriller. I'll go see a thriller.
Oh, I like a horror. Do you like it's
horror.
Spooky month.
No,
I like a thriller.
Like
a horror.
Me too.
I like both.
I like to
but
be like
both.
I like okay. to I like my skin to be chilling and to feel like, oh my god, what if I was there? Like almost reality type of stuff.
I watched Misery the other night.
Oh, with Kathy Bates?
Yes.
How was it?
Amazing.
It still holds up.
I've never seen it either.
I've lied to people for years. They've been like, Misery. I'm like, yeah, it's Kathy Bates.
Queen. It's in a lot of books.
Never seen it. Lying my whole life.
I lie about a lot of stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't want to get into it.
Oh, you have to see me. Oh, I have seen Castaway a million times.
I finally saw it. I never saw Top Gun.
My dad made a Wilson ball in rehab.
What?
It was in our closet. In rehab, he made a Wilson ball with a red hand.
Wait, your dad sounds so funny.
Wait, you still have it?
In craft class in rehab. You still have it? Wilson ball. I don't think that's still awesome. Have it.
But he used to
It used to be in our oh God.
That's hilarious.
I wish I still had it, but he's
like, we should still have it. We should have him on the pod.
The Wilson?
Yeah.
Stuart's dad's here.
It's right here.
I wish I had it. I'll have to make him. My dad loved Castaway. He made it in rehab.
It's a crazy film. You should get
that
and
put it in your apartment. That's hilarious.
There's no way my mom still kept that, but God forbid she throw out the hat box from Steinmark.
Oh, no, literally. I have no birth certificate, but every case for your fucking box that your iPhone came in.
No birth certificate, but every Barbie botched, yes. Hair half off the head.
Half off the head.
They're
going to
be
dolls.
Worth something, guys.
Yeah.
Not
that's
the ones, what they say.
No,
not
the
no
ones.
That's what they say. My mom collects babies. Everything. Yeah. Everything. She was collecting newspaper at
they,
one time.
But they don't Ooh. Collect the appropriate things, which includes
social
security
no
card,
social
birth
security,
certificate,
no birth certificate,
any record
money.
That I've ever existed.
Money.
Memories. My baby book has 2 pages of photos. Nothing
I lost
else.
My passport, and I had to literally ship a yearbook into the passport association.
To show them
this is
that
me.
Happened to me. Yo, did that happen to you during the Trump administration? Because I lost mine during Trump,
before.
And it was really hard to get. Okay. That shit was crazy.
I would imagine it's probably hard.
Wait, do you guys want to know why? That's crazy about the yearbook.
Tell me why.
This is why it was so hard for me to get a new passport, because my fucking mom is so ADD. Same. On my birth certificate, it says Madeline Eileen Wilder Smith. And on my social security, it says Madeline Eileen Smith. And they were like, your documents don't match the fuck up.
Well, my mom fucked my name up, too.
Yeah.
She puts Stuart Kara sometimes and puts Kara Stuart other times.
And then it's like,
that's
you're
confusing.
Fucking 30 and you're like, I need these documents. And your mom's are... My mom laughed about it when I asked her. She was like, I don't know.
It was a different time. We didn't have all
the... No, but back in the days, no one looked at documents. My
they
dad...
didn't look at documents.
My yeah. dad's name is really Marcos, is with an O. Mm-hmm. And some things are with a U, some things are with an O.
Yeah.
My brother's a junior and it's mm-hmm. with a U. It's fucking... Back in the days, they were like, whatever, if it looks
yeah.
good.
No.
they
no,
gave
like,
you a name.
Yeah. There was no like
head out.
School records, medical
Nothing.
Records.
Yeah. Now everyone has a record on every fucking thing I ever did in my life.
I know. Paper
in my life.
Leave yes. me alone. I saw Misery, finally.
Okay.
The government's like, have you seen Misery? Because we saw on the records that
That's
you
That's a check off for getting
they
a passport.
They feed it through you on your Instagram.
I'm like, I saw it, finally.
Any other thing else? Let's go to our first segue.
Yeah, let's do
Or should
it.
We keep talking about passports?
let's go. Let's sync up.
Let's
Beer. All right.
Bitch.
Remember that in there? I was like, remember when DC was bitch? Mind your business, bitch.
The microphone.
Okay, so
Future
what's today's question? We always start the pod with one question. What are we doing
it
today?
It was since your birthday is coming up.
My birthday.
Libra scale, well, no, girl.
Today,
Maddie's birthday to you.
Maddie's birthday. Maddie's birthday. Okay, so this episode coming out, my birthday is Sunday, which is the day before. But recording, it's this coming Sunday. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're listening, my birthday was yesterday.
So yesterday.
And if you're watching,
Caroline.
Sorry.
And if you're watching, you can suck my tits.
Yeah.
So the question was, what was your best birthday that you recall? Or worst?
Or worst, I or think, worst. Was what we were leaning. What's your worst birthday memory, maybe?
I feel like every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It gets
okay. So
hard.
Maybe best.
For
maybe
Caroline is hard. She's like,
oh my God, it's the worst
okay.
time of year.
Well, just share a quick, wonderful birthday memory.
Okay.
We don't need to get sad. We can have a good one.
I've never really had a birthday. Or how about legendary birthday? Have you had a legendary birthday?
I've never had a legend. I'll tell you that much.
Legendary.
Never had a legendary. It's just like there and then it's over.
Yeah.
I hate the come down from your birthday.
Yeah.
You're like, everyone loved me so much yesterday. Now
I know. It's a lot of attention.
364 days before it's my day again.
I know.
So I can do worst. Mm-hmm. I can do best, and I'll do a quick best.
Okay.
In college, my friends didn't. It was the only pulled off surprise birthday I've ever had. And I've my college friends, I had no idea they were going to do this. I was told I was going to a barbecue like in Sundance Valley, and all my friends were at my friend's family's cabin, and they stole all my clothes out of my closet without me knowing, and they all had my clothes on when I walked in.
That's a little violating.
It was kind of violating, but kind of hilarious.
That's funny. That's cute. Even your underwear?
I had no
even
idea.
Your thongs? That's cute.
I had no idea. Like, I was nervous. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to know anyone at this barbecue, like in the Sundance Valley.
It's kind of me.
And we drove all the way down there, and then we just blacked out, and there were gays. Gays were fucking. Gays I was everywhere. In the bed, and gays were fucking. There were gays fucking in the cars. Oh, there was gays everywhere. I ate cheese dip with my hands.
Sounds like a seance.
That was so fun.
Or yeah. Something.
That was a really fun birthday. And then a worse birthday.
Sounds like Burning Man.
Yeah.
Me and my mom got in a huge fight. She was like, I'm kicking you out of the house, but it only lasted like a week.
Right.
And I had to go to Shreveport, Louisiana to stay with my grandparents. Oh. And I was so sad because it was my 16th birthday. Oh, and I wanted to have like the best 16th birthday ever. Mm. And we already knew I wasn't getting a car at this point.
Right. It's not happening.
It's not happening. I ended up getting my mom's old car, but
yeah, me too.
My grandparents took me to what's the place where you throw the peanuts on the floor?
Oh, Roadhouse,
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, right?
And they made me
That's what it is, right?
They made me ride the bull like around, and I was like crying. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. This is my worst birthday.
That's traumatizing.
Ever. Traumatizing.
I would have been sobbing.
And it's like, you know me, Texas Roadhouse isn't really where I would choose to have a birthday,
right? Unless you're doing it to be funny and you wear a pink cowgirl hat,
yeah,
and. You know, glam
and
it
bachelorette
up. Yeah. Outfit. Yeah. I like the throwing the peanuts on the floor. That's funny.
It's kind of funny.
But, yeah.
Texas Roadhouse, are you looking? Yeah. And you have to ride a bull around the restaurant. I was miserable.
Oh, really? Like, is it it's a mechanical bull?
It's like a little stick horse.
A stick horse? Not a stick horse.
It's not like a mechanical bull. It's like you literally ride around the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, do it. You're crazy. And I'm like sobbing.
That's horrifying. That's horrifying.
It was so sad.
That's insane.
I don't know. Best birthday memory.
You have a blowout birthday every year.
Yeah, your birthdays are fun.
I always love my birthday.
Like in recent years.
I always just like when everyone comes and says, what up?
Yeah.
And then that's it.
You do it, but you have a lot of people come out, so that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, everyone
comes
out.
It's all about the people. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Everything else, as long as
if you're by yourself, it sucks.
It sucks ass. Yeah. I had a Hollywood-themed birthday party when I was 8.
Ooh, I love that.
It was like
I want to have a Hollywood themed birthday this year.
It was cute.
Were there Quaaludes?
Let me tell you. Yeah. Bill Cosby was popping them in.
Yeah.
It was like inspired by an American Girl magazine. I was upset. I was an American Girl, if you know what I mean.
Girl. Did I ever tell you guys I had like a little article in American Girl when I was younger?
You did?
Did I ever tell you that?
That would have been helpful when we did a whole episode.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sometimes I forget. You know
we
what I mean?
We need to look
it's
that up.
It's not on the internet. It's not like...
We can't find it.
It's like pre... I'll have my mom has like two copies
she
of it somewhere.
She has that, but not the Social Security.
No, literally. We have two copies. It was a stupid story. It was the stupidest thing I ever did. Ew, I'm embarrassed. I was 8. I'm like, it was like unimaginable.
That sounds so cute.
What was the story about?
Swimming. Swimming.
Nice.
Like being on
You're
the swim
so
team.
You're so embarrassed. Swimming. You said swimming.
Swimming. You were getting... Ew, I was choogy.
No, it's
we're all
I was
choogy.
It's
we were all choogy.
Isn't
we
it weird
know.
When you cringe about something you did when you were literally a child?
Yes,
you're like, why did you do that? You literally weren't fully formed.
I was cringing about fucking Texas Roadhouse. It wasn't even my fault. I was like, I'm so embarrassed to be here.
You didn't even know how, your brain was still. It was like rapidly forming in that moment.
Rapidly
like, taking notes,
forming into something not good. Something that out of Black Mirror.
I want to finish my Hollywood party story.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So this is what we did. We got like Party City glasses that were like gold. The table was black. We did gold and black Sharpie. Sign it. All the girls were wearing like sparkling
Oscar
outfits.
Gowns.
We played charades. Hollywood. And we drank like bubbly. La, 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 la.
Oh my God.
Any fake cigarettes?
I don't think we did that. It was basically just my living room with gold cups. at the end of the day. Amazing. But my sister and her friend didn't dress up, so I felt like a loser. I felt like
I hate when they try to do that.
The older sister, like,
they could choose.
I'm like, you can't. I literally want to be like, hey, you can't eat pizza if you're not going to participate, because you guys are just standing over there in your corduroys from Delia's, thinking you're so fucking cool, and I look like an idiot in my fucking like flappers outfit. Like, join it. Older sisters always thought they were so fucking cool.
Oh my god, my older.
I'm like, you're hanging out at a kid's birthday party on a Saturday. Put on your flapper dress.
I have a story. When they wanted to dress up and tap dance, they would drag you the fuck out of bed and make you do it. But then when you wanted to dress up, they'd be like, that's lame.
Yeah, you're such a
You're an older sister, though.
I know, but we would have... But I'm always down. You did to Kirby. I'm always down. And always we would down. Always have cool babysitters.
The babysitters. Like
the older sisters that wouldn't do that.
The older sisters, like, they control
I'm a younger sister vibe.
No. No,
we all have sisters, you're an older though.
I think you're middle child.
Yeah. There's another child
There's
out there.
There's another child out there.
Nikki. Nikki was the older.
Yeah, what do you, yeah. Nikki. What anyway, was your story?
What's your story?
Oh, well, I had a had a 13th birthday with two other girls. Like, we split it because we all had like a birthday within days of each other.
Oh. Sometimes that can be no.
I know. And one of the girls, it was like, I didn't really care. I'm like, this sounds good. Like, but like some of the other girls were like, I want, like, one of them wanted it to be like her birthday. I'm like, okay, have fun. But I'm like still salty about it. I'm like, be fine.
Okay, have fun.
And my sister came with her two friends, and like they were wasted. And they were like causing drama.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, I think she's drunk. And then she's like, she's drunk, isn't she?
Oh my God. Like the Soprano.
It was in the firehouse in town.
Not the firehouse. It was in the firehouse. Was it a sweet 16 or 13th birthday party?
Actually, I forget.
My friend had
it might have been 16th.
My friend had a sweet 16 at like the Legion.
The firehouse?
No, not the firehouse. Well, I had a friend who had a birthday at a firehouse.
Is grad Legion party. Like similar to a firehouse?
What's it called? Legion of Skanks. No, I'm kidding.
Legion.
The VFW building or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was chuggy as fuck. All the girls were there in their like outfits from TTNY and Deb.
We didn't even have that.
We didn't have,
What? You didn't have Deb?
No.
We had Delia's.
So. You didn't have Deb?
We had like to go rainbow. To Dallas to get Delia's.
Not me.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Worst birthday has to be any birthday that my mom was responsible for. I don't remember any birthday parties. Oh, you know what was the worst one? I used to like, this is a shocker. I used to not eat food a lot. So I always wanted to play.
Whoa.
Wait,
you don't have to lie.
You had a play party?
You don't have to lie.
Already we know the story is not true because you're lying.
Some of the kids' birthday parties with playing.
So I love to play. Like, I love to be outside. Like, I only gained weight after high school. Like, I was always thin. Never had a problem with it because I didn't like to eat. I wanted to play all the time. Yeah. So my mom used to convince me to eat my food because then I was obsessed with the Power Rangers.
Oh.
And
And we know that's true.
I like the pink one. I was always the pink one.
I like the black one.
Me too.
I like the rainbow one because I'm an ally.
Because you're gay.
Right.
So my mom one time was like, oh, if you eat your food, like the Power Rangers are coming. I'm going to get the Power Rangers to come. And the Power Rangers didn't come that year. But they never came any year. So what did it fucking matter?
She could have just bought the Stoom and put it on a neighbor.
Mom didn't ever have money when my birth. Like I never had a good birthday. Then my best birthday, though, was this year. It was when I did the Big Pine Festival. Oh, that was so good too. Yeah.
She wasn't with any of us.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
I know. I was like, what do we do?
What did we do?
That's because I had nobody toxic around me. So it was like really good.
Well, you're with yourself. So.
Bitch.
All right.
But it just felt good to like work because I was like working through the whole Big Pine Festival.
Yeah, you were doing
so then when I came back, I was like, oh, I could just relax today.
Yeah. I like doing stuff on my birthday.
Yeah.
Wait, some of the kids' activities were so fun. There was a couple of jungle gym parties that I went to, and I just spent hours just jumping around.
Insane parties.
I feel like there was like kids' parties like serve a purpose to get the energy. I'm like, go get tired.
It's required.
Yeah. Bouncy house.
Bouncy
house. Oh, fuck no. Those like kid zones or whatever where you jump up on the shit. I mean, they're dirty as fuck, but I'll be in there
filthy,
all day.
Yeah.
You will never catch me in a ball pit again, at the time, fire.
Yeah. My mom's like, yeah.
I had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday when I was 5.
Those are kind of scary. I think I had one too.
Ooh. Yeah. I think everyone has one. And I had a bowling party.
Yeah.
A little bit later.
Bowling is fun.
Yeah.
I would bowl. We should bowl.
We should go bowling.
Wait,
I'm really good at bowling. You
are?
I'm not good, but I'll bowl.
Remember
as long
how
as
good
there's
I
no-
was? Remember when I took my shirt off?
Yes.
Okay, Bert Kreischer.
Give me one of those. I have one thing to say about bowling. I will go, but only if it's with friends, because I can't bowl with a man because I can't look at a man in the eyes after I've seen him in bowling shoes. That is like...
Clown shoes.
Oh my God, they look so like... I don't know. For me, it's like, I know I look horrifying, but looking at him in that...
Yeah. I love bowling. We need to go to the gutter.
Let's go. Let's go, bitch. All right.
To a bowl.
Speaking. Do you want to do
your birthday?
Yeah. Okay. Then, sounds fun.
Then I got to go.
Okay.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
What's going on in the speeding? You can answer it. I like the grapefruit
now,
one.
Someone said, this is a manic one. If someone is communicating with their match what they're looking for in a partner, and they in no way personally attack them as an individual, but the match doesn't see eye to eye with them, is it toxic for the match to dunk on them by criticizing what they're looking for before unmatching them?
It's dating. Is that dating app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just unmatch.
I think just unmatch. You don't need to. You don't need to criticize.
No, it's already like abrasive.
I think ghosting is literally okay if you've never been on a more than two dates with them. You can just, you don't have to give them your whole.
Fully.
I don't like when people are like, I gotta be honest. I'm like, lie till you die. That's another person. The way they're, if you know you're not a match.
Life hack. You can feel if you're not a match. And if the other person doesn't respond, that's your signal that you're also not a match.
I'm like, you can just say, like, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Why do we need to give everyone an explanation now?
It's not my job to raise you. I'm not
my job to make you perfect.
Yeah. I mean, of course, if you're breaking up with someone or if you want to stay in a relationship, of course, be honest. But you don't really know them. It's been, you're on an app. You haven't even met them in person. No. You don't know
them. I unmatch like a motherfucker. If someone says something weird, bye.
What is this need to like over-explain ourselves, right? Like, I just didn't like you. Like, that's nothing positive.
Maybe
like, it's going to come out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the guy isn't going to say, or the partner, or whoever you match with isn't going to be like, oh, I could be that person. So just,
I would say, in lieu of dunking on somebody, seek another outlet, aka
don't be mean to girls.
Thank God,
because like I feel like that seems like he was projecting. Like, don't dunk. Like, she didn't even.
Yeah, no need to dunk.
It's like it's not.
Especially
like
if it's a guy to a girl. Yeah.
I would say the minute you see that they're mean, just run.
Right.
Yeah. Run.
Don't lash out. Yeah.
If they're mean, if he's like that early on, right in the kisser.
Right in the kisser.
And we're trying to run away from those kind of people.
Exactly. There we said it.
There we said it. That's what we should call your segment. There we said it. Okay. Well, what's our next segment, Caroline?
Weird science.
I haven't been getting any action on.
And I have to go, but I love you guys so much.
Okay, we love you.
Have fun doing weird science.
I'm sorry I was late.
It's okay. I love you all so much.
I got stuck in the rain today.
Love you, Sharon. Bye.
Exceptional fossil fuels suggest what species were actually brainy, like smart?
Fossil fuels suggest that woolly mammoths were smart.
No.
Okay. Fossil fuels.
Pterodactyls.
On the right track.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
like it's like the broad.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, no, but what's a close relative to dinosaurs?
Birds.
Birds are.
Like, so what? Birds are smart.
Yeah, they were brainier than people thought.
Okay,
okay, I could see that. Super
I always ago. Thought birds were smart.
I did too.
I don't want any of those. I want some Pocky or some shit.
Okay, moving on.
I always thought birds were smart. They fly to where they need to go to live, and
they
that
are
seems
smart.
Pretty smart to me.
And they like fly south when it gets cold.
Yeah,
that's smart.
I don't know how to do that. I stay here.
I don't find birds.
Like a dumbass.
I'm like,
creepy.
Oh, you going to Florida? That's nice.
Like the birds never scared me.
You
know the movie The Birds?
Oh, yeah, it's horrifying.
But I'm like, birds aren't that scary. They're kind of cute.
No, yeah, was it?
But their eyes.
They could be scary. They're also annoying.
Yeah,
they're also annoying. My mom had like two birds. Someone needed to get rid of birds, and my mom took them in, and they would not shut the fuck up.
Dude, they're annoying because they're not supposed to be inside.
Yeah.
And so then you're in your bed, you're like, shut up. And they're like, we're birds.
they're like, we want to leave.
We were trying. Yeah. We've been trying for the past 20 years.
No, they're like, I have wings. Why are you putting me in a cage, inside of a cage, inside of another cage?
Yeah.
I want to be outside, bitch.
When I have wings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Parrots are annoying too. They're assholes. They mock you. I'm like, shut up, bitch.
Actually, if I were a parrot though, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I can mimic you. Because that's all I got. That's my only line of defense.
If Maddie was a parrot, she'd be like, pussy!
Okay, next question. Loneliness is associated with double the risk of developing what disease?
Dementia.
On the right track.
Alzheimer's.
Maybe not on the
right
track. Diabetes. Yeah. Yeah.
Lonely, eat a lot.
Boom. I don't know.
Lonely, eat a lot.
Fat people always surrounded by people, right? They like joke.
Yeah, because they gravitate people into their orbit. That's the only reason.
Have a higher gravitational
orbit. Go next time you see a fat person. Say, do you know that guy? Oh, no. He just must be. I think he's stuck.
I wound up here.
He flings him away.
Yeah, I wound up here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like fat people are funny, so I don't know.
There can be very funny fat people. There can be very not funny fat people.
Yeah, but funny people are stressed.
Caroline's trying to like toe the line of not being rude. She's like,
oh, we don't care anymore.
Can be funny,
but they can also be horrifying as well, like anybody else. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I am lonely. That is true.
All right. Next question.
Loneliness can lead to diabetes.
University of New Mexico finds mining what? Just as bad as drilling for oil.
Mining
energy?
Like Google Drive.
Mining Google Drive.
Yeah. Like the internet?
Yeah, like close.
Data?
Close.
Storage?
Close.
Phones?
It's like tech.
Wi-Fi?
Or like a technical thing.
Internet.
Keep going.
Internet cables.
mining
Bitcoin,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mining Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. I heard that's horrifying for the
world.
It's
like it costs because the amount of energy, I guess, electric energy,
right?
That the computers need.
I don't fully understand it, but I was in a sketch with someone about how bad crypto was for the world.
Yeah, it's like it needs so much computing, right? Like,
why? Because I don't know. When I tell you guys, like, I don't know anything. I don't know how lights work. I don't know how airplanes work. I don't know. So. For me, crypto is like too beyond.
It's just like
I just don't understand it.
I think it just needs, like, you know when like computers were first made and like it took like systems took up the entire room to like compute like simple things,
right.
And now it's like the size. I think like, you know, that's kind of maybe how, I don't know, maybe it'll get easier, but I think that's what makes it a Bitcoin. It's like it's super hard to.
Well, sure as hell ain't going up right now. I'll tell you now.
That shit's going all the way down. That shit's crashing.
I know. I remember like last year it was like
56,000.
Yeah.
That's when I bought that shit.
Crazy.
I'm a fucking noob.
Crazy.
You just got in at the wrong time.
I know.
It's so crazy. All right. Should we do one or two more?
One more, yeah.
Okay, let me make
these
it.
These are
good.
Cool.
These are fire.
I love them.
Thank you for the strawberry Pockies. I fuck with a Pocky.
Yeah. I'd fuck a Pocky.
Mm-hmm. That too.
This triggers a cue that sexualizes and objectifies women.
Wait, what? Say it again?
It ties into our last episode.
Okay.
Big tits.
On that, yeah, close. This triggers a cue in some other people that sexualizes and objectifies women.
Perfume?
No, it's more of a bodily function.
Cleavage.
Pissing?
No. We think about last episode.
I remember a thing.
We had like talked for 20 minutes about
boobs.
Feet?
Oh, boobs.
What about more specific?
Breastfeeding. No. Being breastfeeding? Boobies? Nipples?
Yeah, nipples.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
nipple erection. Wait. Sorry, I gave the answer away.
Wait, what's the headline?
Nipple erection triggers a cue that sexualizes and objectifies women.
Okay.
So when someone sees hard nipples, they like, you know,
yeah,
start thinking they want to fuck them.
Me too.
But I don't think we need an MIT to tell us that I enjoy looking at titties. Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes.
I watch Friends with Jennifer Aniston and not get hard.
Why do you think the ratings were so high?
Sometimes it's not sexual. Sometimes, like when you're cold, doesn't mean you want to be.
Yeah, but they're saying it engages something in the guy's brain,
right?
I know.
Or the other person who's looking at.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Because
they're beautiful. They go boing.
I know. It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome to look at.
I know.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
They grab your attention.
A nice, like, perky nipple.
It's fire under a white t-shirt.
Oh. It was great.
No, literally.
I got to go to the bathroom.
No, fuck me up. So they're saying dudes get hard from that?
Yeah, but it's like, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
There's a lot of science articles on Reddit that I'm like, yeah, duh.
No, I know. Everyone's just out there doing studies so they can graduate from college.
Right.
All right.
Nice.
Well, I got nothing else.
Okay. All
right.
So thanks for listening, everyone. Mm-hmm. Ashlyn, where can we find you?
You can find me dancing with Barney and Bibbidi and the Baby Bop.
Oh, the Baby Bop.
Dropping a new album with the Baby Bop.
Bibbidi Boppity Boo. You can.
I like it the way you Bibbidi Bop.
Bibbidi Bop. You can.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
I remember. I forgot how it went.
That shit is a hit. I'm gonna do a TikTok challenge to it.
Mm-hmm. She was green.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was yellow. I thought the girl was yellow.
She's green. She has like a big fan around her head. Okay. And the guy is yellow. The guy is yellow, and his name is PJ, I think, right?
PJ. I thought PJ.
Is it BJ? No wonder I liked it so much. Wait. And she had she was green and kind of Barney's colors purple.
Oh, okay.
Like the costume used the same fabric.
They just turned his inside out.
Yeah, literally. And then the yellow guy was BJ, and he's kind of stupid, I think, but he wore Converse sneakers, right?
Let's see.
Maybe I'm remembering wrong.
He wore a hat, and he had little. We had little sneakers.
Where is he?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, he was cute.
That's who Converse. I thought Bibbidi Bop was.
No,
maybe he did the Bibbidi Bop. Wait. Either way, it's a bop.
And yeah.
Either way,
it's a bibbidi bop. All right, Caroline, where can we find you?
You can find me getting a 10-piece nugget and a fucking weird toy.
Oh, yeah, and a weird fucking toy. What's up? You can find me at my Hollywood-themed birthday party. Turn up. I'm 31. Peace. See you guys next week.
Bye.